You're listening to the new semi-sick programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, Vietnam Father and French Committee held a nationwide online conference to penetrate and publicize Directive No. 18 of the Party Central Secretariat on promoting drones, improving quality and efficiency of the supervision, social criticism, tasks for Vietnam Father and French and social political organizations. Over the past time, carrying out the political decision on the regulation of supervision and social criticism tasks for Vietnam Father and French and social political organizations, the supervision and social criticism work got lots of important results. Awareness of party committees, authorities, and Vietnam Father and French social political organizations on supervision and social criticism tasks were improved. However, the quality of the performance was not high. In face of this problem, Vietnam Father and French committee publicized Directive No. 18 to create strong changes, raise the performance and quality of the supervision and social criticism tasks in the coming time. The leading team and cadres public servants of the office of Canton Municipal Party Committee heightened their responsibility and awareness of self-learning and training to improve knowledge and professional skills to well carry out assigned tasks, especially to give exact and timely advice to the permanent and standing boards of Canton Municipal Party Committee. These are contained, stressed by Standing Vice Secretary of Canton City Party Committee, Cam Chairman of Canton City People's Council, in his instructions given at a conference to self-criticize the leading team of the office of the Municipal Party Committee taking place yesterday afternoon. This morning, the Publicity Education Board under Canton City Party Committee convened a meeting to self-review the performance of the whole board and individuals in 2022. Last year, the whole staff and each staff member always paid attention to giving instructions to publicize guidelines, reports of the party, policies and laws of the state, resolutions and conclusions of the party to all of its employees, while building mission programs, which include 117 tasks and groups of tasks. With a responsible, straightforward spirit, the whole leading team and members pointed out drawbacks in the process of leading the Publicity Education Board in the past time, while mapping out six solutions and groups of solutions for correcting the drawbacks in the time to come. This morning, Canton City Statistics Department held a press conference to give information on socio-economic situation in 2022. Thanks to well-implemented resolutions and programs devised by the government, along with efforts exerted to overcome difficulties by businesses and residents, the city's socio-economic situation had many active changes. In 2022, Canton's GDP increased by 12.64% against the same period last year, the ever highest increase level so far. Agricultural forestry and agricultural production continued growing, and orchards were blended into high-quality cultivation areas. State budgetary collection until December 2022 has accumulatively stood at 18.26% against the same period. State budgetary spending increased an estimated 25.25%. This morning, the Emulation Block of Associations with Special Functions in Canton City, including the Union of Science Technique Association, the Union of Friendship Organizations, the Union of Literature Arts Association, the Alliance of Cooperatives and Red Cross Society, reviewed the emulation task in 2022 and publicized orientations and tasks for 2023. Attendees at the conference supplemented and adjusted operational regulations to fit with their functions and tasks for 2023 and consented to the suggestion to present the excellent emulation flag from Canton City People's Committee to the Union of Science Technique Associations, the merit certificates to the Union of Friendship Organizations, and elected the Union of Friendship Organizations as the head of the block in 2023. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.